The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Are you a fan of small talk, or do you do your best to try to avoid it? Well, new research has shown that even in the most boring of chats, we often still find enjoyment, which in turn boosts our mental health. Well, to share their thoughts on this, I'm joined by Dr. Jo Nolan, who's a linguist researcher at SOAS University of London. Jo, you're welcome to the programme. But before we have our little chat, I just want to take a listen to a famous example of small talk between John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction.
You can walk into a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer. And I don't mean just like a little paper cup, I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer in McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh man, they got the metric system, they wouldn't know what a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it the Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
And Father Ted is often cited when stuck in conversation on a dull topic. Let's have a reminder of the most boring priest in Ireland.
Run the gas off the electricity and the electricity off the gas, and we save £200 a year. But then a few weeks later, God, I'll never forget it now, we got a new boiler.
Are you all right there, Father?
Help me!
We've all been there. Dr. Jo Nolan, is that good for us to have those kind of chats?
Well, I mean, the research that was in the newspaper this morning suggests that it is. I think it's, whether it's good or bad, it's inevitable, right? It is what, it's the fabric of our life. And immediately you start having a conversation about, you know, whether it be what you call a hamburger in Paris or, you know, how the boiler works, you're establishing common ground with the person you're talking to because everyone has a boiler or everybody knows how a boiler works or everybody wants to talk about the, particularly here in the UK, everyone wants to talk about the weather endlessly.
Same here. But you're,
oh, really?
But
okay.
You're saying even if we're standing there having a conversation and we feel this is boring, I want to escape as quickly as possible, that maybe we should invest a little bit in it because we're making a connection.
I think so. I mean, particularly in the world we live in today, where what's your alternative if you're standing in line in the post office? You're going to just scroll on your phone again. Or you can talk to the person ahead of you about how long this is taking and where they're sending their post to. Or, you know, kind of, you know, we read a lot again about the loneliness epidemic. For some people, going to the shop and having a chat with someone in the aisle or at the cash register is potentially the only conversation they have. And I think there's also this emphasis on small talk, but also like flip it over, small listen. Being listened to is incredibly valuable. It's incredibly beneficial. I mean, that's, I think, how the dopamine is released as much with the talking that you're doing as someone seeming to register and respond to what you've said.
So is it related to us needing to feel and find common ground with other people?
I think so. And also, I mean, the world is pretty binary, isn't it, politically? And people tend to be, well, not tend to be, but people can be on opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to a big talk issue. But small talk, you're going to find your common ground because we're all paying the money to have our boiler fixed. We're all, you know, paying inflated in prices for electricity. We're all suffering when it rains or when we're cold. Or, you know, in England, if it gets, or probably Ireland, if it gets, you know, above 25 degrees, we're too hot. You know, so I think it's a it does, yeah, it establishes common ground and it lets you have a sort of fellow feeling with someone who otherwise you might feel quite divided from.
Some people find it really hard to make small talk, don't they?
Oh, God, I find it so hard.
Do you?
I mean, I go in deep very quickly. Yes, I do. I mean, I really, really do. And I have to sort of pick my topics because I feel that it is easier to make if you are genuinely interested. But you can be surprised. You know, you can have a conversation that you thought was going to be incredibly dull and actually something good comes out of it. And because it is so integral to our life, you know, it covers those things which we all share in common and that kind of feature so regularly, even if we don't want them to.
Some people are great though at sort of making the eye contact, finding the common ground really quickly, or, you know, identifying something about you or something that's happening in your life and zoning in on that, honing in on that. They just have a knack for it, don't they? And that's charisma. That's making connection.
I think it is. And I think it's also that those people tend to be naturally quite curious. I mean, you could be a little more judgmental and call it nosy, but I think they're really open to learning something new from someone. I mean, I think you can also practice it. I think you can get better at it because I think often you have to. But there are, you're right. There are people who are naturally very good at it. And I do put it down. I think you're right. It's charisma, but it's also a curiosity. It's an interest in, an ability to find interest in someone else's life, however mundane that might be. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lesson in it for us. You know, the next time someone wants to talk to you about their gas bill, it could be good for our mental health to listen and to engage, Jo. That's the lesson from this, isn't it?
However surprising, I think it is.
Dr. Jo Nolan, thank you very much for being with us on the programme.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.